Welcome to BornHack 2022. We have been looking forward to this for, since about when we finished Teardown last year. And we've been here since almost a week, since Thursday, Wednesday or something. The days kind of flow together by now. Through another amazing feed of volunteer work and problem solving and just build up fun, then we managed to get an event up and going again. It seems like it, at least. We have a lot of practical stuff, and we moved the speakers tent, as you probably discovered, if you're here in person. If not, then you might get a surprise if you try to move to your old location. And a bunch of other stuff. And we're just really, really happy to see everybody. There's such enthusiasm around the event that it's hard not to be a little moved about people arriving and hugging about and everybody being happy. It's so nice. So let's get started. As always, we're starting with the code of conduct. This is very central to BornHack. We've had it since the first year. We take this very seriously. We believe that there is a minimum set of conduct rules that one should adhere to in order to take part in BornHack events. If you cannot avoid reading it, because we taped it to the inside of all the toilet doors, so you're going to be exposed to it. You can also read it online. Basically, be a decent person. Don't be an asshole. Do not take pictures of people without asking. Read the details online or where it's posted here and there. If you feel like you've witnessed or been a victim of a breach of code of conduct, you can contact the team by mail or by phone, or you can always find a yellow vest, and they will know who to refer to and what to do. For emergencies, there's a phone number. It's the same phone number that's at the bottom of all our signs, and it is a 24-hour, somebody will answer in case something happens. Let's try not to, let's try just to have the code of conduct be a background thing, but it is there, and we are absolutely enforcing it if it becomes necessary, which we really hope it won't be. This is the seventh BornHack, and we've only had less than a handful of code of conduct cases, and only one really serious one, which sadly resulted in somebody getting expelled last year. And let's avoid that this year. That's all. Oh, another sad or a bit annoying thing. We have an ongoing situation with COVID. There's you've all seen the advices, and you all know what to do. Don't hug too much, too many people. Don't kiss too many people. Clean your hands, use hand sanitizer, practice distancing. You all know what to do by now. But just, and especially to the people from Denmark, we don't see a lot of COVID prevention in our day-to-day lives at this point. That most of the restrictions are gone long term, and it seems like a bit like a memory if you live in Denmark, but it absolutely isn't. And so please still take it seriously. We have extra cleaning like we've had the last 2 years, and other measures. There's fewer people in the speaker's tent than there would otherwise be. There's more space between things, and we have cleaning from outside people rather than doing it ourselves. And all this is an attempt from our side to try to minimize, do what we can. This is an outside event, so it could be much worse, but still there's a risk, and we would love to not see any spread or infections at BornHack. So stay safe, please. We have masks and self-tests in the info desk in case you need it. And let's stay safe, everybody. Okay, Thursday evening, Monday, Wednesday evening, Thursday morning, or sometime during the night between the first volunteers arrived. For once, it wasn't actually Alex and myself who had the first feet on the ground. It was Oliver and Hafnium. And they arrived straight from HGH, like a bunch of us did. And we've been building up since Friday, let me just turn this off. Thursday and Friday, the first stuff got delivered, and we, what? And we, thank you. A few chaos postcards to be delivered during the Bornhack opening talk. That is very, very nice. It says, thanks for an awesome camp, and dear Bornhack, we hope your camp is going great. Regards from Hexo Green Orga. That is lovely. Thank you. Fantastic. I love this community. Okay, so... And during the weekend, it really intensified, and Monday and Tuesday, we've been finalizing. We've had a few external people to help with the big tents, and like I said, some cleaning and some of the heavy lifting. But almost all of this is... Oh, go away. What, fuck off. Almost all of this is a volunteer work, and as such, unpaid, and it's something people do because they love the event. So. I would like to hear a big round of applause for all the people who spent their free time coming here to build this. Bornhack is constantly evolving. It's a nice way to say we can't finish everything in time. If you see something that seems unfinished or seems wrong, please inform the info desk. Maybe they already know and we are working on it, or we are waiting for some volunteers to have... All the build-up people are tired by now. We've been working for many days, and those of you who arrived with fresh energy, if you feel like doing a little something, go to the info desk, check out what they have on the whiteboard, or just ask, do you have anything right now? Maybe. You can empty a trash can or do something or help do a little something that takes 15 minutes, but it might help a lot for the person who has three things to do at once. So please help a volunteer if you see one in distress, or buy them a beer, or at least pat them on the shoulder. They've been working very hard. Okay. So the finances of this event doesn't quite the ends doesn't quite meet without the sponsors. We both get equipment like the projector and other things, but cash sponsorships are mostly what we need, and about a third of the Bornhack budget comes from sponsors. So without them, it would be a very different event. It wouldn't be possible to do it like we're doing it. Let's give them a big round of applause, and remember to a lot of these, or some of these at least, have people here, and some of them are recruiting, and it's a great opportunity to speak to people who actually work there to know what a place is like to work. No, Bornholm Spirits is not recruiting, I think. well, I don't know, but they might be. Okay, so the venue, it has the same shape as always, but we moved some stuff around. I'm gonna just flip back and forth between this map and the list of stuff, and just try to explain where everything is. We are in the middle of general camping. We have the big talk tent here, and the main road that goes all the way from the north to the south of the venue. On the other side of that, we have caravan and info, so that's where we are now. What just happened? Right. Okay. So the general camping area is where we're at right now. And what the hell is going on? I have too many tabs. Okay, that's it. Great. Okay. So general camping is the big blue triangle here. It is by far the largest camping area, and most of you have already put up your camps here. That's also where most of the villages that has big rented tents are placed. Other than that, we have cozy camping, which is a new addition. We put it where the old speaker's tent was. It is kind of a family camping combined with. It's just such a, it's a really, really nice little area up there, and we've only ever used it for the speaker's tent, and it seems like kind of a waste because it could be such a nice little camping spot. So we put one of the big new star tents up there, and we hope a lot of people will build a nice camp with and without families. This area down here that used to be called noisy area is now called party camping to kind of underline that it is not a requirement to be noisy to be down there. So we expect partying to happen still, but we are still going to be monitoring the noise levels and waving a finger at people who annoy the neighbors, because we do have neighbors not too far behind some trees, and they have previously complained, and let's try to stay friends with the neighbors so we can keep using this lovely venue. Quiet camping is right to the right when you get in, right after the main entry with the big gate. You go down the hill, and this big area down here is called silent camping, and right next to it is nature camping. And if you do go to nature camping, you have to expect to share the space with some ticks because the grass is not cut down there. But some people prefer having an untouched piece of nature to exist in, and we provide that. Finally, there's the caravan camping, which is the dark blue area on the right side of the road here. And it is quite limited in space, and caravans are big and they have extra tents and stuff. So it's the only camping area that requires a separate ticket. And I think there's maybe one or two left in the shop, and then that's it. Most of them are sold already. But having a caravan is a great way to, I personally love living a caravan on these events. It's almost like bringing a little home with you. It's fantastic. Okay, so other areas, the speaker's tent, you obviously know how to find that, at least the people who are present here. The food area is to the left when you walk from the speaker's tent towards the cabins. You go left by the bathrooms, and then the food vendor is there, and there's also a very nice cooking and eating area where you can cook your own food. Those of you who have rented fridge shelves have somewhere to cool your food, and there's barbecues, and there's burners, and spices and pots and pans and plates and everything you could need to cook. There's also a shuttle going into town. I forget the times, but once a day, I think, there's a shopping run. So if you send someone from your village, then you can bring back food and cook it if you don't want to buy the food vendor's food. The food vendor is the same as last year. The Asian, what's it called? Taste of... Oriental Express, thank you. It is absolutely fantastic food. I've been there once this year already, and I was there many times last year, and I'm absolutely going there many times this year as well, because they really serve very food, and they are also lovely people, and it's a nice combination. The toilets and shower situation. We have a toilet wagon here, or container actually, since it doesn't have wheels, outside of the bar in the open area. And then there's next to the food area, the permanent toilet building. And then there's all the way by the cabins, there's a toilet and shower building. And inside the cabins, there's also toilets. Furthermore, there's showers that is in the toilet shower building. And there's also a couple inside the main building. Along the path, there's water faucets. There's one down in silent, quiet camping. There's one in general camping, or two along the path. There's one up in cozy camping, and there's one here along the path that doesn't have a sink, but the rest have sinks and proper faucets. All the water faucets on Bornhag are drinkable water. There's no no traps where some of the water cannot be is not drinking water. You can drink all of it. No, not the water in the toilets, but from the taps, right? Okay, power pumps and network pumps. I actually wanted to get them on this map, but I didn't manage. But on the website, there's a facilities section where you can check off you want to see power or network pumps, and you can see where they are. So if you need, for some reason, to figure out where there's a power or network pump, if you want to draw a new network cable or something, then that's your place to go to, or speak to the power or network team. But it should be possible to find on the website as well. Finally, up here on your left, when you drove in or walked into the venue, there's the parking area. There's a parking ticket. It's 100 kroners and for the full week. And at the very end of the road, there's a service parking that's only for like the cleaning people and stuff. Please don't park there if you don't know you're supposed to. The general parking is available for everybody. Right. We have a bunch of fireplaces on this lovely venue. There's one up here behind the wellness area, which I'll come back to. There's a big one around here behind the party camping. You can take a path up from party camping or a path down from the cabins to get to it. There's also one in the party camping area, and there's the big one on general camping. Also, we had some pirate campers during build-up who kind of went to the cozy camping area and just lit a fire in the middle of the road. We kicked them out, but there's a like a black spot there. That does not mean you're supposed to light a fire there. I don't think anybody here would do that because it's literally in the middle of the path. But yeah, so please don't light a fire unless there's clearly stones lying around and it's clearly a fireplace. Not in the middle of the grass, like a crazy person. So, the workshop rooms are in the cabin. Those of you who were here for build-up know the cabin very well because we've been using it for eating and stuff, but it has now been converted to being workshop rooms. So if you are attending a workshop, it is most likely happening down there. It says so in the schedule, but most of them are in the workshop rooms down there. There's a projector and seating and a very nice place. The wellness area has returned after a few years of absence. There's a wood-fired hot tub down there. There's metrics coming up in the bar to show the temperature of the hot tub, and there's a little shower down there so you can rinse off. There's a slide about it later. But it is after the cabins, behind the big star tent outside of the cabins. There is, of course, a bar again this year. It is where it's been the previous years when you go. But you basically kind of just go out the door and just keep walking straight ahead until you can buy beer. It is, again, an amazing bar the team has built. I'll come back to it. The info desk, you probably all saw that. If you haven't already gotten a wristband, please go tomorrow when the info desk is open again and get properly checked in. It is along the road, the big white box car thing. There's a hardware hacking tent. It's not on the map, but it is around here. It's behind the star tent across the road from Infodesk. And hardware hacking is something we started up last year, the hardware hacking area. It's run by Flommer, who has also designed the badges and does a fair bit of hardware hacking. It's a great place to go to play around with the badge, or if you have electronics you want to play around with, or maybe you have questions, and maybe some other people are hanging around and soldering stuff, and it's just a place for hardware nerds to gather. The star tents you might have seen, they are new this year. There's one across from the info desk, there's one in the cozy camping area, there's one in the food area, and there's one outside the cabins. The one in the food area is for eating, of course, but the rest are basically for hanging out and hacking. There's tables and chairs, power and light there, and we hope that they're going to be great places to just sit around and be out of the sun, out of the rain, or whatever weather is being thrown at us at that given point in time. Finally, there is behind the info desk an area that we call Auger Village, which is part storage for pallets and wood and a million other things we need to build an event. And it's also where the organizers have our personal tents. And like most people, we sometimes need to retreat a little bit and be ourselves. So we would appreciate if people stay out of the org area unless you have business in there. You are picking something up or you are meeting somebody or doing something. Then of course it's absolutely fine to go in and restock the bar or whatever is needed. But consider it is also a village where we go to relax and maybe get a little away from everything from time to time. Right, that is the venue. We shuffled stuff a bit around this year and we think it's gonna be an improvement, but we are always looking for feedback, so please let us know what you think of the changes. Okay, a little bit about everything coming up. The info desk is your go-to place for everything like wristbands and buying new hacks and asking for this and that, or can I get this refunded, or getting merchandise or badges or whatever it might be. It's open from 10 to 2 and again from 16 to 20. They sell mate and a few other beverages. They can compete with the bar, but they do have a bit, and they have different opening hours. The team needs more people. They have a team meeting Thursday, that's tomorrow at 9:30. That's in the morning. And also again Friday at the same time. The rented village stuff, like the tables you're sitting at and chairs and stuff that you can rent in the webshop, can be also picked up at the info desk. Please coordinate with the info desk before you take anything, even though you have rented it and they might be closed and it's annoying. Please find someone to speak to. Please don't just take, because we're not going to be able to keep track of everything if people just go take stuff themselves. Thank you. Okay, bicycles. It is since the very first Born Hack, we got the idea that we would rent a whole bunch of bicycles and just make them available for free, because then people could ride around and get a little out of the venue. And it has been hugely popular, and we of course keep on doing that. So at the info desk, you can come borrow a bike and you can ride around and go shopping, or you can just drive around and look at the terrain and look at nature, or go sightseeing if you can find some sights to see here. There's a registration. You get your name or something written down, and so we can come find you if you don't return the bike. There's a helmet, and there's locks and lights and everything, and there's even a trailer if you want to go shopping in a bit more serious fashion. Electricity is needed for most of the activities that people like to do here. So we are very grateful that the power team once again has managed to cover the whole field with power options. 1.4 kilometers, 400 volts power grid has been rolled out, and there's 28 different places you can take power from. You are very welcome to help yourself, but please keep the power hubs covered. They have plastic bags over them and I think little cloth bags to keep them on. But when people go and yank it up and put the plug in, maybe they don't quite get it on, and then it blows a little bit off. So if you walk by a power thing and the bag is not properly on, please help secure it. So the bottom of the picture is sort of missing, but you get the idea, right? It's supposed to be a bag over covering the electrical bits. They don't mix well with water. It helps everybody, right? Because if one power outlet goes, you never know, it might be your own village that loses power. So let's help each other keep the power grid running, and the power team can deal with major stuff instead of annoying water in a distribution box. Great. And once we have the power, we can get the network up and running. We have a request from the NOC team that people use more bandwidth. So that is... We have a wired network, of course. If you have a network cable, you roll it out to the nearest pub and someone will hook you up. And if they don't, you ask a NOC person and they can plug you in. There's also a few Wi-Fi SSIDs. There's one just called Born Hack. You get a global IPv4 and V6 address, meaning there's no NAT, there's no firewall in front of it. You need to have a proper firewall on your devices. It is meant for real computers, laptops and stuff. I would not recommend putting tablets and phones and stuff on it. You are exposed directly to the internet with nothing in between. The Born Hack 802.1x is with individual encryption. 0.1x is a slightly more complicated way of connecting to a network, but it does offer individual encryption for clients. So compared to WPA, it is a much more secure way of connecting, but it also can be a bit of a hassle to get running. The Born Hack NAT is more like the network you know from common residential internet connections. There's a NAT gateway in front, meaning no outside connections can go in, meaning that a big chunk of the threat of going on the internet is gone because you have not a firewall, but something blocking inbound connections. Born Hack IPv6 is some sort of newfangled internet. There's letters and colons in the IP addresses, and it confuses me, and I'm scared. Okay, so the uplink is again a feat of engineering, unlike any other, with lamp posts on either side of the road to get a fiber across a pretty traffic road, and then through a forest, and over some grass, and then finally into a pub box somewhere, and then onto the central pub location, and then we have an uplink all the way to Greater Copenhagen in Høje Taastrup, where it's handed off to Fiberby, which is our internet provider. So Global Connect is the fiber uplink provider, and Fiberby is sponsoring the internet connection. We have a permanent IPv6 allocation and a temporary borrowed IPv4 allocation from RIPE. The same one we had last year, by the way, so you don't need to go and update your access lists in the case you didn't clean them up. Yes?
But if you have PECs from last year, don't use them.
Right. If you have a PEG DHCP PECs, they are invalid this year. They are year specific. Okay. Yeah, great job both by the power team and the network team. Let's give them a great hand, big hand. Okay, HAX is the Born Hack currency, so to speak. It is an internal plastic token system that we use to pay at the bar primarily, but it can also be used to pay the food vendors and pay in the info desk and such. You can buy them at the info desk for regular cash, Danish cash, or with credit card or mobile pay. And then you get, if you pay 100 kroners, you get 100 hacks, and you can spend them on beer or whatever in the bar. You can also use them for food at the food vendor or at the info desk to pay for Amade or whatever you like. You have to wear a wristband to buy hacks. I don't have one yet, but fortunately I had some hacks from last year. once you have the hacks, you can go to the bar and they can serve you beer. They cannot be refunded at the end of the event, so don't buy too many unless you plan on returning next year, where it's very likely that we'll be using the same hacks again. You can also, if you have some left over, just donate them at the info desk when you leave. That's always appreciated. So the team water or sanitation team has rolled out a whole bunch of water infrastructure to get the toilet wagon and the toilet container and the bar and all the faucets and everything going. There's like I said, sinks all around the venue, and everything is drinkable, proper water, so you don't have to watch where you take your water from, as long as it's a tap. Parking lot, I think we covered that. You need a ticket from the web shop, and I probably don't need to say it, but like, don't double park, don't use common sense when parking. People should around you should be able to get their cars out after you've parked. Okay, we still have some merchandise for sale in the web shop. If you haven't already pre-ordered, I would suggest go do it now, and then you are sure to get some, because we don't have unlimited supplies. It will be handed out from the info desk at some point when it is ready. Only merchandise that has been paid will be produced and handed out. So if you have an unpaid order, we can't be sure that you're going to pay it, so we are not going to produce the clothes. So if you do like a cash order, make sure you go to the info desk and actually pay the cash and get the order marked as paid, because otherwise the merchandise team won't know that your order is for real. The supplier of the clothes has been unable to provide some sizes. Sorry about that. There's nothing we can do about that. Badges. You should have gotten a badge when you checked in. The badge this year is looking so nice. It is a small gaming controller-shaped thing with an Raspberry Pi RP2040 chip on it, and little controller-shaped buttons and stuff. It runs CircuitPython, and it should be very easy to get started. And it should, I sure hope to see some cool games running on it during the week. Remember to go to the badge talk tomorrow or watch the stream of it. It is tomorrow from 11 to 12, where Flomo will explain about the badge and the design process and what's possible with it. It comes loaded with a menu system and just one or two simple apps. One is a sponsor app that just shows the sponsor logos, and the other, I think, is just a test app, I think. Thanks to the volunteers who helped sweatshop the badges. When you do stuff like this, they arrive. The badges themselves are finished, but you have to solder on a few things, like the display and the battery holders and stuff. And a few things, it doesn't sound so bad when you have 400 badges to do it on. It becomes quite a job. So Floma organized a bit of a sweatshop over the last few days, and they got all the badges done in record time. So great job. We really hope that the CircuitPython platform is available and approachable enough that many people are going to try to write something fun for the badge. I have to admit that before CircuitPython, I didn't really get into tinkering with hardware myself, but it is so easy to do that it's hard to not fall into the rabbit hole. So I hope to see some very cool things running on the badge. Okay, so the wellness area. Like I mentioned, it has had a few years of hiatus, but it is back now. The hot tub is maintained by the wellness team, even though it looks like it needs it. Please don't add firewood yourself. Let them handle it. There's a shower right next to, like 2 meters from it, like an outside shower. It is cold, but it works. Otherwise, you can go in the cabin and have a proper warm shower. But please rinse off before you go into the hot tub. Clothing is optional and often absent in this area. If you don't like nudity, stay away from the hot tub area. There's going to be naked hackers running around. Not running, but. Okay. We have, over the last few years, started a tradition. It started up during build-up and teardown because we carry around a lot of heavy stuff and our poor computer bodies are not built for it, or at least not used to it. So we get sore and we get a massage person out here to rub our backs and shoulders and stuff, and it really helps feel a bit better during build-up. And over the last few years, it's grown to being also during the event. And the massage slots are in the webshop. And if you feel like lying on a bed thing for half an hour, getting rubbed through, then go to the webshop. I can highly recommend it. I got an hour yesterday, and I felt fantastic. So thank you for organizing that to the wellness team. It's a great help for the weary build-up bodies. Please bring a towel when you come up there, so he doesn't have to bring towels for everybody, and have a quick shower before. And when you're in the shower, go ahead and check yourself for ticks. There's some uninvited guests on this terrain, and we have tried to expose them for not having wristbands, but it is not working. There is a small, fortunately, a small risk, a very small risk of TBE, but there is a risk, and otherwise there's also the other one I can't remember what's called. Yes, Lyme disease, thank you. They are nasty little bastards. We have the tools to get rid of them. CERT can help, or you can find a hacker buddy and you can check each other in a tent. It is great fun. Be sure to check yourself. It is no joke. I've had someone close to me have Lyme disease, and it got really serious because it didn't get discovered in time. And he lived in a place of part of the world. After he went home from Bornhag, he went back to where he lives, in a part of the world where they don't have that much Lyme disease, so they took the doctors months to catch it, and it became very bad. And please take care of yourselves. Now to something much more fun, the bar. So the work in progress bar is, well, I suppose they're working on it right now, I think, and for the remainder of the week, expect even on the last day new stuff to appear down there. Please use the bar. We need the profits. About one third of the profits, like I said, come from sponsors, one third comes from ticket sales, and the last third comes from profits from the bar. So if the bar isn't used, then again, there's no Bornhag. So it is an absolutely amazing place that the bar team has built. I say this almost every year, but they keep improving on it. It is the best yet. It is both lighting-wise, and we placed this talk very nice because you walked in here in daylight and you're going to walk out in the dark, and you get to experience the amazing work the light team did, both in the bar and on the rest of the venue. The bar has an impressive, I'm told I don't drink beer, but an impressive selection of draft beer, or craft beer, and some of it draft. and also our own custom Bornhag vodka and aquavit. And of course, we have plenty of Severbløder. Skål. Skål. So, we can serve alcohol until 2 a.m., so expect last call to be 10 minutes or something to 2. And then we can technically start up at 0500, but I don't expect the bartenders to be awake at that point. But maybe around noon or something. The opening hours are not entirely, they depend on the closing hours the night before. Okay, we generate, of course, some waste when we are a lot of people together. We also generate waste when we're at home, but when we are here, we kind of have to infrastructure the hell out of it. Please try to minimize waste, bring stuff home. Please don't leave tents and sleeping bags and stuff here. And in general, try to, we are working on getting the signs, I think, on the trash cans, but there's going to be a system. It is going to be awesome, and you're all going to use it and love it. The signs are being produced, I think, and being put up as soon as humanly possible. There's also deposit boxes. They are also in the coming soon department, I think. If you see a full bin, inform the info desk or somebody with a vest, and they will know what to do. Just a second. Great. Okay, the facilities map is a great place for all this. There's both, like I said, the power outlets, the network outlets, there's also trash cans, there's showers, toilets, and we try to make all the teams put relevant stuff onto there. It's still kind of a new feature on the website, so we're not that good at using it yet, but the intention is to have everything of relevance on that map. So if you have a team or a part of a team that has some thing of some level of interest here on Bornhag, an installation or a piece of technology or something, then please remember to add it. Right? A lot of teams still need members. Some of them are more critical than others. I've included the info team, the video team, the bar team, the food area, and sanitation, colloquially team shit. And also cert, which I forgot. Okay, go to the website and look on the Teams page. It's a great way to meet new people and a great way to help out. Join a team, get to know somebody, and help the event. We appreciate all the help we can get. Ah, here we are. Cert, they take care of us. They wear orange vests. They are here 24/7. They can handle anything from splinters or ticks to more serious things. Let's hope we don't get any of those. We have a hard starter in the info desk. Let's really, really hope we don't need that. We have first aid kits, of course. There's a meet and greet for the search team tomorrow at 3 in the star tent next to the cabins by the wellness area. So look for an orange vest in case you need cert. Yeah. The photo team will wear white vests. The vests are also in the coming soon department, but they will arrive maybe tomorrow, we hope, or something. And the photo team, like everybody else, has to follow the code of conduct. And the code of conduct says that all pictures have to, all photos, you have to have permission from everybody in the picture. It would be almost impossible of me to take a picture of the crowd here because I would have to ask each one of you. So pictures of small groups of people where you can go and ask each, hey, is it okay to take a picture? Or if you know everybody and you know it's okay with them, that's fine. But otherwise, do not take pictures of people without asking them. People here value their privacy. They don't want to end up on some website. They don't even want to end up in your phone, even if you're not ever intending on showing the picture to another person. That's not how it works. You don't take the picture at all. If you accidentally take one, you delete it. Everybody's welcome to ask the photo team to see their pictures if they are somehow suspecting that a picture was taken therein. Go ahead and ask the photo team. If you want to join the photo team, they can also use help. We love pictures. We just want to preserve people's privacy while loving the pictures. Meeting Thursday at 2, also in the star tent by the cabins in the wellness area. The Orga team has been static for a few years now, and the Orga team is most of the work between events is done by the Orga team, and a lot of the coordination and making sure the teams that handle all the actual work function as they should is done by the Orga team. Also the economy stuff and all the stuff about permissions and getting the venue and speaking to all the suppliers and all that is handled by Orga. And from time to time, we get so impressed by some volunteers who are responsible, helpful, always in a good mood when helping out, always constructive, have good ideas, help out in so many areas that it is getting more and more difficult to ignore. When that happens, we punish them with an Orga badge. And so say welcome to Jonathan and BT to Orga. I think most of you have seen them. Many of you know them, and they are the best kind of people. So buy them a beer, pat them on the back. We've already gotten so much from them, and now that we have them as a part of Orga, we are looking forward to working even more with them. And finally, I think we are almost at the end. Our volunteers, like I said, both during build-up, but also all the way during the event, and hopefully a lot of you are staying for teardown as well. Thank you so much. We, Orga, have basically just a vision, some ideas, some of them better than others, but that's basically it. The rest is all the bread and butter is all you guys. It is amazing to see year after year the energy and the the passion that people bring to this event. We may have given it a running start, but all the volunteers are carrying it towards the goal or across the goal line every time. Thank you. Okay, we have a celebration today. Two things, actually. Two of our volunteers, Rudy and Yusita, or Ushu and Zaria, got married this summer. They are buying beers for people tonight in the bar, and they would love for you to come and celebrate the big day with them. And also, one of our Orga people, Jeremy Panda Ace Anderson, the longest neck in the world holder, turns 39 today as a birthday, and he is also buying beers for everybody at the bar tonight. So, I was gonna encourage you to go to the bar and spend all your hacks, but since beer is free tonight, spend them tomorrow maybe. Okay, I always leave this slide in case I remember something, but I haven't, I think. But is there any questions we should take before we say thank you and have a nice bon hack? Yes? There's a microphone. No. Yeah, just speak up.
What's the opening hours of the food truck?
I want to say 11 to 20, but you don't kill me if it's wrong, but it's something like that. Yeah. We will get it posted. I'll ask them and get it posted somewhere. We'll put up a sign by the food truck. That seems like a good place. Any other questions? Otherwise, I mean, oh yes, Kamsa.
Is it possible to get a car in now?
Yes, if you find a volunteer yes, okay. Then you can still get a car in. Anything else? Yes, down in the back. Yes. 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 Shuttle at bornhack.dk, and preferably more than 20 minutes before you need the ride. all the organizers are gonna be wearing vests, so they should be able to you should be able to spot them in the terrain as well if you want to ask questions. I can't really see because of the light, but is there any more hands? Okay, well, I think we should let you go and drink all the free beer now, then. Have a very nice... have a great evening, and have an awesome fucking bon hack, and it's so nice to see everybody. I love you!